Today's daf is Shabbos daf Ayin Gimel. We left off. I actually stopped at a very strange spot. Today's daf is daf Ayin Beis. I'm sorry. We left off at a very strange spot on the bottom of daf Ayin Aleph on the Beis, a few lines before the two dots. Just to mention, today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. Gordon Weingarten of London. Lezecher Nishmas, his mother, on her yard side, 38th yard side, Baskia Bas Michal Shalom. We thank him for the sponsorship, and the learning should be in Aliyah for her neshama. So we are holding on Daf Ayin Aleph and Beis. Today we're going to have two topics in our Daf. First, on Amud Aleph, we're going to continue the discussion of the impact of violating an Avera multiple times with different ha'elemos, different periods of awareness, and the impact that has on the obligation to bring karbanos. And then the second part of the Gemara is the very important sugya in Hilchos Shabbos of Misasek, of the halach of a person intends to cut something that's detached from the ground, but he inadvertently cuts something that's attached to the ground. And in proving one side of this machlokas, the Gemara discusses in great detail a brisa that compares the relative chumras and kulas of Shabbos with other areas of halacha, including avodah zara. So we left off yesterday. We were discussing the three possible ways of understanding, the three possible cases that Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish might be arguing about. Remember, the machlokas of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish was if a person brings multiple, whether a person brings multiple karbanos, if he violated the Isser multiple times in one period of forgetfulness, but realized the violations at different times. So Rabbi Yochanan held the Yedios Mechalkos, a person would be obligated to bring multiple karbanos because he realized at different times, whereas Reish Lakish holds Hafrashos Mechalkos, that it would be covered with a single karban unless the man had already designated an animal for the first karban by the time he had discovered the second Avera. So only if he was Mafrish would be Mechalik. So that was at least one of the... So the Gemara had suggested three possibilities of what the exact case that they're arguing about. The first possibility is they argue in a case where the person knew before designating a karban, he knew about the second Isser, and the Machlokas is whether Yedios Mechalkos or Afrashos Mechalkos, like we just explained. The other possibility is that they argue in a case where he finds out after the Afrasha, after he designated the Karban, but before the Kapara, before he was actually Makrav the Karban. So the Machlokas would then boil down to whether Hafrashos are Mechalkos or Kaparos are Mechalkos, not Yedios and Hafrashos, but Hafrashos or Kaparos are Mechalkos. And then we have the third possibility, they argue in both cases, both in the case where he finds out after the Afrasha, and the case where he finds out before the Afrasha. So the Gemara had said, about four lines from the bottom, so we tried to bring rayas from the fact that the cases where Rabbi Yochanan were molded to Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish was molded to Rabbi Yochanan, we didn't pick simple cases. For instance, if the machlokas was only la'achar Afrasha, but kodem Afrasha, Rabbi Yochanan would agree to Reish Lakish, you only chayiv one karban. So when we want to come up with a case where Rabbi Yochanan agrees to Reish Lakish, why do we come up with this crazy case where a guy eats a kazayis or mechza, and then he finds out about the kazayis, but not about the mechza, and then he eats another mechza? We could have had it so much simpler. We could have just said that the case where Rabbi Yochanan agrees to Reish Lakish is if he finds out, kodem Afrasha. So the Gemara says, no, maybe the reason we don't give that example is because we're simply not sure. Maybe what we're saying is an imtim tzolomar. We're saying imtim tzolomar kodem Afrasha pligi bar Rabbi Yochanan hechi mukulei lukra b'kazayis or mechza. That if you're going to say that that he argues even in the case of kodem afrasha, so then what would he do with Reish Lakish's pasuk? It must be he'll say that it's not about the case of the kazayis u'mechza, that unusual case. V'imtim salom la'achar afrasha pligi Reish Lakish, and if you're going to say the machlokas is even la'achar afrasha, so Reish Lakish heichim mukle l'kra, but la'achar kapara. So what will Reish Lakish do with Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk of mechatasov v'nislach lo? So he'll say that it's alchataso vehevi. So he'll say that that's talking about Reish Lakish would say alchataso vehevi is only teaching you need a second carbon if you discovered the second sin after already bringing the carbon for the first sin. La'achar kapara, after the carbon has already been brought. So good. So now we pick up continuation of the discussion that assumes two previous bits of knowledge that are very critical to understand what we're about to say. We learned the first bit of knowledge is this machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Whether you bring multiple karbanos, if you violated the Isser many times in one period of forgetfulness, but you realize the Isser at different times. Rabbi Yochanan holds Yedios Mechalkos, you'd be chayiv to bring multiple karbanos. Reish Lakish holds Hafrashos Mechalkos, that it would be covered with a single karban unless you had already designated an animal for the first karban by the time you discovered the second Aveira. That is one very important piece of information for the coming discussion. Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. The second very important piece of information is Machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon. If a person was unsure whether he did an Aveira that would require bringing a karban asham, and he brings an asham talui to provide temporary atonement. Now that's not normally when you would bring an asham talui. An asham talui is a karban that a person brings when he's not sure whether he's violated an avera that would normally be chayv chatas. So that's what asham talui normally covers for. But let's say he has something that he would have been chayv an asham vaday for. What do you bring an asham vaday for? A number of averas. Shivcha charufa. Shivcha charufa is when a shivcha kananis is designated for an eved ivri, nobody else is allowed to sleep with her. So if somebody does, that's he's obligated to bring an asham vaday. Or mi'ila, you bring an asham vaday for falsely swearing about money that you owe. That's an asham gzelos. So there's certain cases of asham vaday. Let's say you're not sure if you violated an iser that you're chayiv an asham vaday for, so you figured you'll bring an asham talui. So you bring an asham talui to provide you with temporary atonement. Let's say you then discover that you did do the avera of shivcha charufa or asham gzelos, whatever it is, you did do the avera that you're chayiv an asham vaday. So Rabbi Kiva says, good, so now you got to bring an asham vaday. The asham talui didn't help you because then you weren't sure. At the time you brought the original asham, you were unaware of the sin. Rabbi Akiva holds, yediyas hachet is critical for an asham to work. If you didn't know about the sin at the time you brought a carbon asham, then it does not work. So therefore you're going to have to bring a new carbon asham. Rabbi Tavron however holds that the first asham is enough because an asham vaday lo baya yediyah betchila. That for an asham vaday, it's not so important to know at the time that you're bringing the asham that you had done the Avera in order for the Asham to work. That is the Machlokas Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Tarfon. Now, the entire Amud Aleph of our Daf Ayin Beis is composed of three statements that relate to these Machlokas, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon, and Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. The Gemara is going to summarize it at the end of the Amud, that it's HaKol Modem Mishivcha Charufa, HaKol Modem Mishivcha Charufa, Machlokas Mishivcha Charufa. It's all about cases where a person is Chayiv and Asham Vaday, a Shivcha Charufa case, and we're going to relate to certain instances where there's no machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish in those cases. So let's see the Gemara. So says Gemara Amar Ula Lamandi Amar Asham Vade Lo Ba Yediyah B'Tchila. Now based on what we know what this is talking about. That's talking about Rabbi Tarfon. According to Rabbi Tarfon, who holds that an Asham Vade, in order for an Asham Vade to work, you don't need to know for sure that you did the Avera at the time that you're bringing the Asham Vade. You could be Mesupuk whether you did the Avera at the time that you're bringing the Asham Vadai. So according to Rabbi Tarfon, Baal Chamish Pi'ilos B'Shivcha Charufa Eino Chayev Ela Achas. If a man sleeps with a Shivcha Charufa, again, which is a case where normally you're Chayev and Asham Vadai, he does it five times, he's only going to be Chayev one time, he's only going to be chayiv one carbon. Why? Rabbi Tarfon doesn't think yediyah, knowledge of the sin, is at all an important factor when dealing with a carbon asham. So both Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish would agree that in Rabbi Tarfon's view, a person commits five acts of bia with a shivcha charufa, even if he realized what he had done between each one, he's only going to be obligated to bring one carbon. Because yediyah, realization of it, doesn't matter by asham. In the world of asham vaday, yediyah doesn't play a role. Just like it doesn't play a role in terms of the ability of the karban to be effective, that you don't have to know about the avera at the time you're bringing the karban for the karban to be effective, so too it doesn't play a role to be mechalek the different violations. So if you had a yediyah in between, each bia with the shivcha charufa, it's not going to be mechalik into five separate karbanos. You only chayiv one karban. So maskev Rav Amnuna asks on that. Wait a second, if you can go that far, elameata baal, and Bach takes out the next two words, vehifrish karban. Let's say you had bia with the shivcha charufa, and then you were mafrish a karban, and then you had bia again with the shivcha charufa. Again, you didn't bring the karban, you were mafrish the karban. You designated an animal to bring as a karban. Va'amar, and you say, hamtina liyatche evol. Wait, before I bring this karban, Cohen, don't be makrovi yet. Let me have one more shot at the shivcha charufa. Let me try one more time. So, because he knows that however many times you bowl the shivcha charufa, one karban's going to cover it. So he already has his karban designated. So he'll say, he gets a freebie. So, hachinami, deinu chayv elachas. What, you're going to say he's not going to be chayv a second karban for the second beer with the shivcha charufa in that case? That's not fair, you can't ask that. That's so that after he was already mafresh. I never went that far. Meaning our statement, Ula's statement, about being chai of one carbon for five beals with the Shulv Charufa is if you have not yet been mafresh a carbon for the first one. Once you're mafresh a carbon for the first one, then certainly any future bia that you have with the Shulv Charufa is going to be mechayev a new carbon. So that's statement number one. That is statement of Ula. Now you might think, well, what we care about karbanos shivcha charufa, Mr. Shem, when sheibana beis hamigdash, we'll have to worry about these halachas. They're not nogei halacha lemaisa at all. We don't have to get very far in Shulchan Aruch to find where this is nogei halacha lemaisa. Simin aleph of Arachayim. This is discussed by all the nosei kelim on the Shulchan Aruch. Our sugya comes up. How so? The Rambam writes in the ninth paragraph of Hilchos Shkagos halacha yud that an asham vada is bayu yediyah betchila. This machlokas Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva. How do we paskin for an asham to work? Do you need to know that you did the Aveira at the time that you bring the Asham? The Rambam says, yes, if the Asham is going to work, you need to know for sure that you did the Aveira. Says the Magen Avram, Simin Aleph in Shulchan Aruch. You're davening Shachris, and there's a part of davening that people are unaware of that called Karbanos that comes right before Pesukei Dezimra. So Karbanos are a fulfillment of the Neshama Parm Sfaseinu. Why do we say Karbanos? So we do it because when you say Karbanos, that is our way of being Makrif Karbanos Bezman Hazeh. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu said, what are my children going to do when there is no Beis HaMikdash? How are they going to get a Kapara? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Gemara in Tainis, Neshama Parm Sfaseinu. Don't worry, they'll be able to say Karbanos. And when they say karbanos, then it will be as if they were makriv karbanos. Says the Magen Avram, when you say in Tefillah Shachris, the Mishnah of Ezel Mekomon, the halachas of the Asham, you should say, Ribono Shel Olam, Im Nischayavti Asham, if I was Mechayev an Asham, then this Amira should count as bringing a karban Asham, because an Asham, Lo Bayu Yediyah Betchila. Because even though you don't know that you did anything that you chayev a karban Asham, it's okay, you could, so to speak, bring your karban Asham. Nowadays, speak your karban Asham anyway, and it will still work, even though you don't know about the Avera for sure, because Lo Bayu Yediyah Betchila. So the Eliyahu Rabbi asks on the Magen Avram that that's against the Rambam. The Rambam paskins, Bayu Yediyah Betchila. That saying that if I was chayiv an asham, this should count as my asham, that's meaningless. You need yediyah in order for a karban asham to work, and you don't have yediyah. So you can't say it. So Dagum Ravava, not Yudan, is Dagum Ravava on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, asking the Eliyahu Rabbah, Adrava, we should paskin like the other poskim, that lo by yediyah, because that's what it says in Krisos Chav Beis and Beis, that Amar Rava, Midivrei Shem, Nilmad Hashem Vadei, lo by yediyah b'tchila. I mean, our sugya just leaves it as a machlokas, but you look at Krisos Chav Beis and Beis, it sounds like we come to a conclusion against the Shitas HaRambam. So anyway, this is what I'm trying to point out is that it turns out that this issue of Bayi Yediyah B'Tchila, Lo Bayi Yediyah B'Tchila certainly has ramifications halacha l'maisa. The reason that some people say you should say it, Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes, is that it could be even if you hold Bayi Yediyah B'Tchila and right now you don't remember having done the Avera that you chayv Hashem Tali for, it could be that at one point you did remember the Avera and now you just forgot about it. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden says maybe that's why even if you hold Bayi Yediyah you could still say Im Nischayavti Asham, where that this Amira should count as the bringing of a carbon Asham. The other Ha'ara that some of the Achronim raise over here, we said, what if the guy says, Hamtinuli Ad She'evol, wait for me, let me have one more Bia, and then let this carbon cover that second Bia. So Tshuvas Ber Yitzchak, or Chaim Sim Chavav, says, wait a second, there's another problem over here. If the guy says that, he's got bigger issues, then none of his carbonos should work, because there's a concept, Zevach Rishaim Toeva, that a carbon of a Rasha is a Toeva, that it doesn't work at all. So since the carbon of a Shivcha Charufa, so he says that's why the Gemara Dafka picked the example of a Shivcha Charufa. Because Shivcha Charufa is a unique kind of carbon. in that you're chayiv and asham for a shivcha harufa, for being bol shivcha harufa, even if you do it b'mezid. Most karbanos, chatas, asham, they're only if you do the avera b'shogeg. Of all the examples, why does the Gemara choose the example of shivcha harufa? Because that's something you're chayiv on, even if you do it b'mezid, and therefore it's obvious that zevach rishayim to'eva is not going to apply to shivcha harufa, because the case of mezid is obviously you're a rasha, you're doing it b'mezid, and nevertheless you're still chayiv the asham. So he uses that to explain also the fact that Sir Mishtalech is Mechaper on a Mezid Keshogeg. So on Yom Kippur we send the Sir Mishtalech and it's Mechaper even on a Veris B'mezid. I Zevach Rishayim Toeva, how could it be Mechaper even on a Mezid? So he says this is a makor for what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, that Karbanos of Yom Kippurim are Mechaper even if you're not Asa Tshuva, even if you didn't do Tshuva. Why? Because you see from the Sir Mishtalech that it's Mechaper even for a Mezid. So obviously we don't hold the entire concept of Zevach Rishayim Toeva when it comes to the avodos of Yom Kippurim. When it comes to the karbanos of Yom Kippurim, we suspend the rule of zevach rishayim toeva when it comes to Yom Kippurim. Very similar to what we're suggesting over here. Let's see the Gemara. So that was statement number one. Statement number two, Kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar. Rav Dimi's statement. Lemandi Amar Asham Vadai Bayidia Bechila. If you assume like Rabbi Akiva, that Asham Vadai Bayidia Bechila, that for an Asham to work, you need to know about it in advance in order for the Asham to work. So let's say, Baal Chamish Bilos B'Shivcha Charufa, Chayev Al Kalachas Vachas. Then if a person is Baal five times with a Shivcha Charufa, he's going to be Chayev for each one. Why? Because again, if you assume like Rabbi Akiva that Yediyah plays an important role in the world of Karban Asham, so both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish would agree that if a person did five acts of Bia with the Shivcha Rufa and has been Mafresh Karban for each before realizing the next violation, he would have to bring a new Karban for each violation because the Yediyah, according to Rabbi Akiva, does matter. So it's going to divide it into separate Chiyuvim. Amalei Abayi says, wait a second, Harei Chatas to be in Yediyah B'Tchila Pligar Rabbi Yochanan B'Shem Malachish, but in the case of Karban Chatas, where it does require Yediyah B'Tchila, right, in order for Karban Chatas to work, you need to know that you did the Avera. That's why if you're not sure if you did the Avera, you don't bring a Chatas. What do you bring? An Hashem Talui instead, until you know, and then once you know, you bring the Chatas, right? So Chatas requires Yediyah B'Tchila, and yet it's still the Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, when you find out in between, are you Chayiv five Karbanos, or you Chayiv one Karban. So if you can have such a machlokas by chatas, where Yediyah obviously plays an important role, why wouldn't they have the same machlokas by asham, according to Rabbi Akiva, where Yediyah plays an important role? So ishtik. So at first he didn't have anything to say. So he said, maybe the case is, as I just said to you, that the case is where it's la'achra frasha. Maybe the statement of Rav Dimi, that both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish would agree, that yichayev al kol achas va'achas, is if you were mafresh a karban in between the various bi'ilos with the shivcha charufa. Since you were mafresh a karban in between, so that's going to be mechalik. Then the yedios are going to be mechalik, and you'll be chayiv five separate karbanos. So I'm late in. He said, yeah, that's exactly what I meant. You know, I'm glad you pointed that out. That's exactly what I meant. That's the case where you're going to be chayiv five separate karbanos. In the Tshuva Shav Yaakov, he quotes in Shor Mitzvah Ba'alacha, in Shav Yaakov Simon Beis, he says, Dafka me'ini yadua lo shechata, asa lo havichatas, tabay yediya b'tchila. But if Belavach Yitzarech Lavi Karban Chatas says, what's the vart that that a chatas requires Yediyah B'Tchila, that you need to know you sinned in order to bring Karban Chatas? Is it that a chatas will not work for an avera that you're not sure about? Let's say you did two averos, one that you're sure about and one that you're not sure about. So can a chatas that you're bringing anyway for something else, like in our Gemara, be mechaper on other averos that you might be chayiv also that you're not sure about? Do we say that without a yediyah there can't be kapara of a karban chatas? Or do we say that if you don't know about the avera, there's nothing that's mechayiv you a karban chatas, and therefore you're not allowed to bring a karban chatas if you don't know about the avera? Nafkamina is if you're bringing one anyway. If you're bringing one anyway for a different avera, if you want to say that there's no kapara for a chatas when you don't know about it, so then it doesn't help you for the avera that you don't know about when you're bringing one anyway. It only helps with the avera that you do know about. If
if you just hold it's not a mechayev, okay, but over here I have a separate mechayev. I'm bringing another chatas anyway. So once I have a separate mechayev, maybe you can give me that same kapara. That's how the Tshuvos Shav Yaakov suggests that it's about the mechayev. He doesn't say it in that lashon, but that's the way to say it in the lamdish lashon, that it's a din in the mechayev. It's not a din in the kapara. Okay, kiyasa Ravin Amar hakol modim shivcha charufa vakol modim shivcha charufa umachlokas b'shivcha charufa. To summarize what we just said, he said there are three statements. We've seen two of them already. Hakol modim shivcha charufa, hakol modim shivcha charufa are the first two statements. One was Ula, one was Rav Dimi, and machlokas b'shivcha charufa. So what are these three statements? Hakol modim shivcha charufa deinu chayv alachas kedula. That was Ula's statement, that if you assume like Rabbi Tarfon and you boa l'shivcha charufa five times, it's only one karpam. Vakol modim shivcha charufa dechayv alachas vachas karafam nuna. And hakol modim shivcha charufa, the second hakol modim shivcha charufa is the second statement was Rav Dimi attaching Rav Hamnuna onto it, is that if you assume like Rabbi Akiva and you were mafresh a karban in between the various violations of sleeping with the shivcha charufa, so then you're only going to be chayiv, then you're going to be chayiv al kalachas vachas, you're going to be chayiv five separate karbanos. What's the third statement? That's the only one we haven't seen yet. Umachlokas b'shivcha charufa lemandi amar asham vaday by yidia betchila machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. If you assume like Rabbi Akiva that asham vaday requires yidia betchila, that for an asham to work you need to know about it, so then if a person is boel shivcha charufa multiple times, whether it's done in one halem or in many halemos, whether he realizes in between or doesn't realize in between, that's the machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Meaning, in statement number two, in Rav Dimi's statement, we said that Lukuli Alma, both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish would agree they chayiv five separate karbanos. That's because we said you were mafresh a karban in between each one. If you're mafresh a karban in between each one, even though you haven't brought it, so then it's going to separate you to five separate chiyuvim. But let's say you were not mafresh a karban in between each one. Let's say you hold you need the idea for an asham to work. So then you know what an asham is like. An asham is just like a karban chatas, and because you need the idea for a chatas to work, and by a Chatas, we know that there's a machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, if you did five violations of something for which you chayiv a chatas, and you realized in between, that's a machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, or you chayiv five separate karbanos, or you chayiv one karban. So the same exact thing would apply in the world of Asham. Why would Afrasha matter if you didn't get a kapara yet? So why does once you have Yediya, I know I did the Avera, so that relates directly to my level of Shogeg. I knew I did the Avera, so that's a mechayiv right away. It's a mechayiv on the previous Avera, because I know about it. Why does Afrasha matter? The fact that I set aside this animal for a carbon. I understand why Mechaper would matter. If I used the carbon already to be Mechaper for the last Avera, so then I start on a clean slate, so my next Avera is something new. That also makes sense. But why in the world would Afrasha matter? So the Maral in Chidushe Gor Aryeh says that once you did Afrasha, it's as if you've begun the process of Hakrava. The kapara begins not with the shchita, not with the zrika. Now the kapara begins with the hafrashas hakarban. That's what the Maral writes. The Rambam in the ninth paragraph of Chicago says even stronger, that once you're mafresh the carbon, it's kimisha hikri va'achar kach baal. We view it as if you're makrav the carbon. Why? Why is Hafrasha considered the beginning of the process of the Karban? So it could very well be that the idea is that part of the Kapara is the sacrifice. Sacrifice not just in the sense that you're sacrificing an animal, but the personal sacrifice, that you have to spend money on this Karban, that you have to, once you've already designated the money, you've already set it aside, it's a psychological thing. Once the money, you don't feel like it's yours anymore. It's already there, it's already set aside, it's not mine. It's like the best way to be careful about Meiser money, about giving Meiser money, they always say is keep a separate account where 10% of your money just goes into there. Then it's not yours. Then it's just that's the tzedakah money. So okay, once that's the tzedakah money, so then you'll be much more generous about distributing it properly, right? So the same idea over here. Once you've been mafresh the animal, so it's not mine anymore. So then I've been mafresh it. So then next time I do the avera, if I'm just going to be able to use that same animal, where's the sacrifice on my part? Where am I losing for doing the avera? There's no mesiris nefesh in my next kapara if I get to use the same animal. So that's the svara probably in the idea that hafrasha might make a difference. Okay, that's the end of the first half of the daf. The second half of the daf is not about karbanos, it's about misasek, the concept of misasek. Itmar. We can see it relates to karbanos somewhat, but it's a completely different topic on the whole. Itmar. Niskavim lahagbias hatalush v'chatach hasimuchubar pater. This is the halacha called mesasek. If a person tries to lift something that's detached off of the ground, so there's nothing wrong with doing that on Shabbos. You could pick up, a tissue that fell on the floor and you want to pick it up, so there's nothing wrong with that. But then he accidentally cut something that was attached to the ground. When he was picking it up, he accidentally ripped something out of the ground. And that's a violation. Ripping something out of the ground is a violation of malacha. So that you're pater because it's mesasek. It's a completely incidental, non-mindful act. It's less than a shogeg. A shogeg is that you knew exactly what you were doing, you knew exactly what you were picking, you just either forgot that it was Shabbos, or you didn't realize that this is something that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, but at least you knew what you were doing. Right? The classic example of that people sometimes try to give of shogeg, a person walks into a room and turns on the light, walks out of a room, turns off the light, out of habit, that's not shogeg. That's much more likely misasek. I mean, the person just wasn't thinking. It's not that he forgot that it was Shabbos, it's not that he didn't even realize what he was doing. He was just walking and force of habit, just did it. So that's misasik. Shogeg is when you did it, you knew exactly that you were turning off light, you just thought that you just forgot for a moment that it was Shabbos. That would be shogeg. So if a person is misasik, he is potter. But let's say the following case. You intended to do an act of cutting. You wanted to cut something, but you thought the thing you were cutting was no longer attached to the ground. As it turns out, the thing you were cutting was attached to the ground. You didn't see that it was really attached to the ground. You thought it wasn't attached to the ground. You're cutting an apple, and for some reason, you thought it wasn't on the tree anymore. But it turns out that it's still on the tree. So now, is that also called misasik? On the one hand, you'd say it is misasik because you didn't realize what you were doing. On the other hand, you knew that you were doing an act of cutting. So Rava Amar Pater, Abaye Amar Chayiv. Rava says you pater in this case, Abaye says you chayiv. So now, Rav Amar Pater Dalon Eskavin L'Chaticha D'Yisura. Rav says you Pater because you never had Kavana to do a Chaticha D'Yisura, to do any sort of cutting that is Asur. You intended to do a cutting that is Mutter. Abaye Amar Chayiv Dalkom Echavin L'Chaticha B'Yalma. Abaye says you Chayiv because you did try to cut, and since you were successful in your act of cutting, that's not a Misasik. So Amar Rav Amina Aminala. So Rav says, where do I get this idea from that in this case you are your Pater? Actually, before we get to that, the whole idea of Misasik being Pater, the Achronim have a significant discussion about the following issue. Is it Dafka your Pater from Korban Chatos, but it's still an Isra Daraisa? Or do we say that it's not even an Isra Torah? Meaning, is it just that it's only an Isra Darabanan when you do something Bederech Misasik? Is it that you haven't even violated an Isra, or you did violate an Isra, it's just that it's not the kind of Isra that's strong enough to be Mechayiv bringing Korban? That's one Chakira that the Achronim raise in the world of Misasik. Another Chakira that they talk about, that Minezer and his Talmud Chalkas Yoav, they discuss the Gemara says in Krisos, Misasik b'chalav v'arayos chayev shekeinene, that there is one exception to the rule, the Patur of Misasik, and that is if you're Misasik in eating chaylev, or in committing arayos, you're still going to be chayiv because the hana'a replaces the kavana. Meaning, normally you need some level of kavana in order to be chayiv. Over here, hana'a is enough of a mechayiv even without any level of kavana whatsoever. So the Achronim raises the shayla, is that a statement about hana'a in general, or is it dafka these hana'os? Meaning, one could argue that the hana'a of achila, the hana'a of bia, are uniquely powerful hana'os, that even if you were totally misasik in your mind, because these hana'os are so powerful, it's able to be mechayev you. But maybe other hana'os would not be mechayev in the world of misasik. So that's also a major discussion in the Achronim. Is it dafka did in those two hana'os, or did in other hana'os? There's a lot to say about misasik, but let's get through the sugya. So I'm a Rava. Mina aminala. Rava says, where do I get my idea that even when you intended to do an act of cutting, but you thought you were cutting something detached from the ground, it turns out you were cutting something still attached to the ground, that's called misasik, you're still potter. Ditanya, because we have a brisa. Now we're going to present the brisa. That's the source for Rava's opinion, but the brisa, it will take a while to get there. Ditanya, we have a brisa. It's going to take us into Talmud Aleph of Ayin Gim. Chomer Shabbos Mishar Mitzvos, V'chomer Shar Mitzvos Mishabbos. It's going to be a long call when the brisa makes a general statement like that. That Shabbos is more serious than other mitzvos, and other unidentified mitzvos are more serious than Shabbos in certain ways. So what in the world does that mean? Chomer Shabbos Mishar Mitzvos, Shah Shabbos Asa Shtayim Bel Mechab, Chayiv Al Kalachas V'Achas, Mashenken Mishar Mitzvos. What makes Shabbos more severe than other mitzvos is that on Shabbos, if you do two separate things in one period of forgetfulness, you're chayiv separately for each avera, for each violation. The Gemara will explain what in the world this means. Is it two malachos, same malacha twice? What are we talking about? The chomer and for some reason that doesn't apply by shar, does not apply by shar mitzvos. The chomer shar mitzvos mi Shabbos, and shar mitzvos have a chomer over Shabbos. Sheb shar mitzvos shogag b'lo miskavin chayiv, mashen klin b'Shabbos. That by other mitzvos, if you did an aver b'shogeg, you're going to be chayiv, but Shabbos, if you do it b'shogeg, you're not going to be chayiv. What in the world is that talking about? We know that you are chayiv when you do an aver b'shogeg on Shabbos. That's the whole idea of korban chatos. Of course you're chayiv. So the Gemara is going to try to analyze each half of this brisa. Amr Mar, what did we just say? Chomer Shabbos, a good dafyomi, couple of lines here. Chomer Shabbos, Mishar Mitzvah, Shabbos, Shashayim, Behel, Mechel, Chayiv, Kalachas, Vachas, Mashenkin, Mishar Mitzvahs. Right? That's what we just said. The first half of the brisa we just said. Hechi Dami, what's the case where multiple violations of Shabbos in one Helem involve multiple Chiyuvim? You're going to be Chayiv separately. But in other mitzvahs that parallel that case, you're not going to be Chayiv separately. So the Gemara has three possibilities. If you want to tell me the case is, I violated two separate malachos of Shabbos, and that's why I'm chayiv shtayim. So then, in a parallel case by other mitzvos, you're not going to be chayiv shtayim. The kavasaga b'shar mitzvos. What would be the parallel case by other mitzvos? Achal chaylev v'dam. I violated two separate isurei achila. I eat chaylev and I eat dam. So in both cases, both by Shabbos, you chayiv twice, and by Shar Mitzvos, you chayiv twice. That can't be what the Brisa is talking about when we're contrasting Shabbos to Shar Mitzvos. So that's not it. Ella, rather, a second possibility. Shar Mitzvos, delo mechayiv elechada hechidami. What's a case where you have, by Shar Mitzvos, multiple violations and only one chiyuv? The achal chaylev v'chaylev. It's where you ate multiple kezesim of chaylev in one helim. You sat down and you ate a whole bowl of chaylev. So you're only going to be chayiv one korban. Okay, so in the parallel case by Shabbos, you're going to be chayiv two korbanos. The kavasaga by Shabbos, what would be the parallel case by Shabbos? The avad ketzira u ketzira, where you harvested. So you harvested many shiurim of harvesting. So in that case also, you're only chayiv one. You're not chayiv multiple korbanos. So that can't be the case either. So again, we're still stuck. What's the case where by Shabbos, multiple violations by Lamechad is chayiv shtayim, and by Shar Mitzvah it's chayiv echad? Pnei Shur raises the question, wait a second, by Ketziru Ketzira, is it so pasha that you're only chayiv one? What about the following case? Let's say it was Shigas Shabbos v'zadan malachos. You didn't realize that it was Shabbos, and you did Ketzira this Shabbos, and then you did Ketzira again next Shabbos. So it's by Lamechad, you didn't realize it, and you're chayiv shtayim. That was one of the cases in the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak. You're chayiv shtayim. For you, because you're chayiv for each Shabbos that you violated, and by Shar Mitzvos b'chiyai gavna, if you eat a little bit of chaylev in the morning, still didn't realize, and eat a little bit of chaylev later in the day or the next day without ever realizing, in one helim you're going to be chayiv only achas. So why isn't that a good example of Shabbos versus Shar Mitzvos? So the in Ishei Yisrael is mitarets that not the Ishei Yisrael on Tefila, an older sefer Ishei Yisrael, he's mitarets that Shiga Shabbos that you're chayiv al Shabbos of Shabbos. That's because we view the days in between as if it's a yedia. We don't call that helem echad. The whole reason why you chayiv multiple karbanos when you violate multiple Shabbos is not realizing it's Shabbos, is because we assume, as Rashi said on the Mishnah, that in 6 weekdays in between you had to have realized that there was a Shabbos, right? So that's called that there is a yedia. That's not called helem echad anymore. So we're still looking for the case. What's the case where multiple violations of Shabbos is going to be mechayiv you twice, whereas on Shari Surim it's only going to be chayiv you once? So says Gemara, Li'olam da'avad ketziru t'china. It's a case where you did two different malachos of Shabbos. Aye, but we said, umay mashenkin b'shar mitzvos. What do we mean then, mashenkin b'shar mitzvos? If you eat chaylev and dam, you're also chayiv twice. No, we're talking about avodah zarah, where shar mitzvos doesn't mean shar mitzvos. It doesn't mean every other mitzvah in the Torah. It means one particular other mitzvah, and that is the yisra of avodah zarah. Why in the world would we call that shar mitzvos then, if it's only because if there's one avera that's shakel keneged everything else, it's avodah zarah. If a person is over avodah zarah, it's as if he's rejecting kol haTorah kula. So good, so we call that shar mitzvos. If you do something like two malachos in Shabbos, you do something parallel to that in the world of avodah zarah, you're only b'chayiv once. Rabbi Ami, like Rabbi Ami taught, Amr Rabbi Ami, Zibeach v'kiter v'nisech ba'alama achas inu chayev alachas. You find an avodah zarah and you shech something for it, and you bow to it, and you burn something for it, and you do all sorts of different things for it, as worship. fellowship with the Avodah Zarah, you're only chayiv once. So it says, okay, so that's the case where he did Avodah Zarah b'shogeg. B'mayu kimta b'Avodah Zarah. So he said, the case of Avodah Zarah b'shogeg, multiple methods of violating Avodah Zarah b'shogeg, is you're only chayiv once. So now we have to translate that over into the second statement of the Braisa. Ema Seifa, the Braisa then continued, that Shari Surim have a Chumra over Shabbos, right? Chomer B'Shar Mitzvos, She B'Shar Mitzvos Shogeg Lo Miskavin Chayiv, Mashem Kin B'Shabbos. That by Shar Mitzvos, when you have no Kavana, you're Chayiv, but by Shabbos, when you have no Kavana, you're Potter. What's a case of having absolutely no kavana and doing Avodah Zarah? How is it that you violated Avodah Zarah with zero kavana? So, several possibilities. If you want to say that maybe the case is you thought it was a shul, you didn't realize that it was a base of Avodah Zarah. So you're a mishtachaveh, how could you think it was a shul? So very often, the Achronim point out, very often the Avodah Zarahs try to mimic the styles of Jewish worship in the Avodah. It's an Issur D'oraisa for us to mimic their styles of worship. So very often, they'll mimic our styles of worship either as a way of drawing people in, like the Jews for Yashka, right? They draw people in by trying to make everything look extremely, extremely Jewish. So they'll mimic our styles. So you didn't realize you walk into a shul in Yerushalayim or something. You had no idea it was Jews for whatever. You had no idea what you were walking into, a bookstore, and you read the Svarim, and then you get to the pages where Yashka comes and saves the world. You had no idea. So that's a chesaver that it's a beis hakneses. So that's, but that wouldn't be a violation because then it's libel l'shamayim. That's not called doing avodah zarah. You really intended to serve the ribono shel olam. What's the case where you had no kavana, no miskavin by avodah zarah? Dechazi andarta v'sagada. You saw a statue and you bowed to it. Well, what kind of statue? Hechidami. Idikivla leba aloha mezidu. If you were makabulated as a god, so then that's a mezid. That's not a shogeg. V'idlokivla leba aloha. Love klumhu, and if you were not makabalit as a god, then you didn't do avodah zarah. So what's the case? Elamei ava meyira must be that you worship the avodah zarah not because you believed in it, but because of Rashi says avas adam v'yiras adam. You were mishtachvet to the avodah zarah because you were trying to impress your boss, and your boss really likes this avodah zarah. So you thought it would make him feel good to bow to this avodah zarah. The Rabbeinu Chananel says a little different. He says you see the tzura of the avodah zarah and you think it's so beautiful that you bow to it, but not that you actually believe it's a god. You just think it's so beautiful, it's worthy of bowing to. So that's mei ava meyira. So that's the case. Says Gemara, no, that doesn't work. That only works according to Abayi, who says that if you're Ovid Me'avu Me'ira, that you're actually going to be Chayiv for Avodah Zarah. But according to Rava, you're Potter when you're Ovid Avodah Zarah Me'avu Me'ira. So Ella, what's the case? Ba'omer Mutter. Case is, you thought it was Mutter. You were raised amongst Goyim, you have no idea. You were Gershon, Esgayer, Lebein of the Chavim. You had no idea that Avodah Zarah is something that Judaism doesn't allow. So you thought it was Mutter. So you do, warm a Kabbalah as a god, but you thought that that's something that it's allowed in the Torah. Mashenkim Shabbos to Potter Legamri. So we said, as opposed to by Shabbos, in that case, Omer Mutter, you're completely Potter. So Ad Kan Lo Boy Minei Rav Amir Rav Nachman Ele Ilu Chiyuve Chadu Ilu Chiyuve Tarta Al Miftri Legamri Lo. But wait a second, Omer Mutter by Shabbos, you're Potter Legamri. But in our case, we're saying that you're going to be Chayiv just once, as opposed to being Chayiv multiple times on Shabbos. So that can't be the case. Ele Lav must be Reisha Ba'akum V'Sefer B'Shar Mitzvos. The first half of the Braisa is talking about Avodah Zarah. In the first half of the Braisa, when we say that Chomer B'Shabbos Mi B'Shar Mitzvos, that's talking about Avodah Zarah, that Shar Mitzvos is Avodah Zarah. But when we say in the second half, Chomer B'Shar Mitzvos Mi B'Shabbos, V'Shag B'Lo Miskavein, V'Sefer B'Shar Mitzvos. So when we say that Chomer B'Shar Mitzvos Mi B'Shabbos, we're not talking about Avodah Zarah anymore, we're talking about literally Shar Mitzvos. V'Shag B'Lo Miskavein B'Shar Mitzvos Hechi Dami. What's a case of Shag B'Lo Miskavein by other mitzvos? Discovered the shumanhu va'achlo. You thought it was shuman, it was permissible fat, and you ate it. Mashenkin b'Shabbos to potter. As opposed to in the case of Shabbos, you'd be potter if you thought it was mutter, and that's why you did the act. What's the case of Shabbos that you thought was mutter and that's why you did it? Says Rava, it's exactly my case. Potter, you tried to detach something from the ground because you thought that it was already detached. You tried to cut something you thought was already detached. Turned out it was mechubar. So you see in the Braisa that my case is Potter, that I'm right. Abaye would say, Shagug v'lo miskavin hechi dami. No, the case of Shagug v'lo miskavin is not that you tried to cut something that you thought was talish and was really mechubar. No, it's that you had something liquidy in your mouth. To savor roku, you thought it was just saliva, ubalo, and you swallowed it. Mashenkin b'shabas to potter, din iskavin lag vias talish v'chotach as a mechubar potter. What's the parallel case by Shabbos where you tried to pick something up from the ground, not to cut, just to pick something up from the ground that you thought was detached, and you ended up cutting something that was attached to the ground? That's a case that's for sure misasik. But if you try to cut something that's detached from the ground and you accidentally cut something that's attached to the ground, well then in that case you're definitely going to be chayiv. Okay, we'll pick up from the two dots tomorrow.